There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Sneaking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, I know what I'm reading this weekend. What are you going to be reading next week or next weekend? The new book by Liam Sheff. And it's quite different from official stories, as he'll let you in on it. And, you know, not that you shy from controversy, Liam, but I really am excited to read this because it's a fictionalized version of your own personal experience, from what I understand, to help people, I guess, gain insight into your experience and why you say what you say, do what you do, believe what you believe. And, like I said, I'm just looking forward to learning more about you.
Well, the audience who's followed me knows that I lost my partner due to sudden, I don't like the word death, but sudden removal to another part of the universe, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she was called elsewhere is the way that I actually see it. I'm not just trying to be cute. That's actually the way that I see it.
Well, Helen. At the time, of course, you know, we were interacting a fair bit in the midst of as harsh a crisis as any of us could ever face. Losing a loved one suddenly without any anticipation, just boom, gone, and all the things that you feel physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and as we go into this new book of yours, and maybe we should tell everybody the title of it, can give them a sense of where you're going, why you're writing it, why you've written it, and like I said, why I'm excited to read it as well.
I've been investigating so many things. I investigated religion. I investigated sex. I investigated oil. I investigated everything. I've come out realizing that I don't believe most of what other people believe. I don't believe that we're a very monogamous species. I think that we're a tribal species. I think that we come from a foraging species that had loose confederacies in their tribes for long periods of time. And this is all borne out in anthropology and archaeology, this sort of thing, if you want to get into that. We're not meant to bind with each other in these little nuclear disasters inside of little tiny houses with food coming in from Monsanto land on trucks. And I started to write, as I write in the introduction, which is on my webpage and on some others, that publicly available, you can read the introduction to the book. I started to write a amalgam of really a dissertation, you know, funny, but an argument as I read all of the cultures around the world that I could and the way that they made it, the Inuit, the Maasai, the Creti, the various Trobriander tribes, the Mangaia tribes, the South American tribes, the various African, the ancient European, the Native American, the South American. As you look around the world, nobody's really monogamous. It's just it's a kind of invention. People pair bond for long periods, but sometimes that ends up being more social than actually sexual. And sex is something that's pretty normal for the human species. We make it intensely.
Oh, well, maybe a bigger deal than perhaps it is. I don't know, but I will.
We make it an intensely big deal.
Liam, did you come about the fictionalized version of what you went through? Is to give insight through story, and I think that's a great way to learn because it helps us to give insight in how you learn. Because it wasn't just, hey, I read a book one day, and this is who I am, this is what I believe. I mean, your experience plays deeply into everything, and then perhaps you find, well, other people have written about this. That's interesting.
Right. Well, I discovered that people were writing about this from like an intellectual, academic point of view, but that was after I already was living it. And this book is about how I learned that I'm an open person and that the people I loved were these very open people and that we communicated as the primary function of our relationships. We communicated. That's what we did. Everything was about communication, you see. And Helen was my partner. And I, you know, that's what we did. We communicated about everything. And when I say everything, I mean everything. And that's what this book is about. It's about me at 32, not at 43, mm-hmm. Or maybe 33, running around
yes.
Boston, having a good time. I changed my profession from writer to artist. I'm an artist anyway, but I changed my profession from writer to artist so that there could be some difference. My character in the book is not political. He doesn't really think about that kind of thing. It's not his interest, right?
But this isn't kind of like a Matt Damon view of Boston, you know, blue collar Boston, you know, that kind of accent, is it? I mean, you were...
No, I lived and worked in, you know, in Cambridge. I mean, I worked, well, it doesn't matter what I did. I worked at a little newspaper and I worked at a cafe bookstore and I did some other things. But I was writing and being a journalist and that's what I was working on. I was working on a story about kids in New York who were being used in medical trials. Which you can read about in Official Stories, my existing book. But this book is a light, leisurely romp through the Boston of 30-somethings. You know, we're not in college. We're post-college. We're living our lives. My best friend in the novel is a guy named Declan, and I'm called Will. I mean, it's me and it's not me. It's fictionalized. And Helen is very much Helen, but it's Helen and it's not Helen because we didn't live exactly in that place. I just shortcut some things to make it work. In, you know, a 3-year, 6-act scenario, whatever the novel is. And in the book, I encounter, my character Will is, encounters a girl, you know, 25-year-old who it calls Caroline the Perfect. You know, she's absolutely perfect to him. She looks perfect. She smells perfect. She smells like vanilla and cinnamon. And he can't really, you know, and he stammers when he's around her. And she seems to like him. But, he's shocked by this. He's not able to understand this or really doesn't really expect this. But he just has to go with it. And then she makes him an offer and the author is rather exotic and he's not sure he can handle it. He's not sure he can handle what she's offering, which is that she already has a boyfriend and they have an arrangement. He's not sure he's okay with that. So this isn't entirely me, right? If you think that I'm this wild, crazy guy who doesn't believe anything. This is his best friend Declan runs the bar that he goes to and he gets to eat there for free because his friend runs the bar and his friend Declan plows through girls. He just plows through them. And then my character Will is very not that happy about his friend's plowing through these girls and he has real reservations about it. They end up going to a couple of parties. There's some fun there. There is marijuana use in the book. This is a book for 17 and above, NC-17. So don't kid yourself, you know, if you're 16 and you think this sounds great, you should ask your parents. You know, but I think it's an NC-17 book.
Do you think this is, I'm getting way ahead of myself. I know.
Oh, and by the way, I just want to say this. Sure. And the book is not full, I call it true romance. It's not full of, you know, his hot, throbbing member.
This is not a book about titillation. This is,
well, but
it's not a Harlequin romance.
No, it's not a Harlequin romance. There's sex in it, but the sex tends to be described by the guys as they talk about it later, which is exactly what we do. We go to our male friends and go, oh my God, you with her, what happened? Well, first. And so that's the way the book sort of unfolds. If you're a woman, you want to know what men talk about. This is the book that you should be reading. It's called The Truth About Love by Liam Sheff. It's on Kindle.
It's available, what, starting?
It's available for pre-order now, and it should be published by Monday or Tuesday. I'm working through, you know, a long weekend of, like, final copy edits. And if you have ever written anything and then you have to read it, like, 16 times to make sure that you didn't write, you know, just you want it to be as good as possible.
Mm.
So anyway, I interrupted your question.
No, I just thinking as I'm hearing you talk about it, and again, I'm going to read it over the weekend. There's very movie-like quality to this because with kind of very shallow viewpoints on relationships that are, I don't know, seemingly titillating, like the 50 Shades of Grey movie I have no interest in seeing. Yet it made, you know, supposedly world record money, which tells me how suppressed people are to have to want to go out to see that. I guess that's one perspective on it as well, that this may lend itself to a lot more treatment than just the book version.
Well, an English, a European writer and producer, she's going to kill me, she's Scotch, said that it's a movie. She said, well, this is a movie.
Yeah.
You know, she wasn't being critical.
This was my sense of it already as you're describing it, and I know, knowing what, to some degree, people are looking for in terms of that, taking a book and making it into that because it makes a lot of money. This tends to be one that could be drawn into that very readily.
It's
written
yeah.
story first and foremost.
Oh yeah, this is a dialogue heavy book. It flows quickly. There are a lot of F-bombs because that's the way we talk when we're out on the street talking with
especially
each other.
Bostonians, no?
Oh my god. It's, you know, how's your mother, how's your father are both filled with many four letter inflections. I mean, it's just that city. I don't know. I mean, I lived there. I know what I'm talking about. Like, if you ever watch the movie The Departed.
Yes, The Departed.
I can't say the opening line, but the first line that Matt Damon says in that is something, the language in that is accurate. That's all I'm going to say.
So they were authentic Bostonians.
They did a great job.
Mm.
And I don't like Mark Wahlberg very much as a performer, but his character was spot on in that. It was just spot frickin' on. I mean,
so you're painting a picture of what life was like for you, and again, a semi-fictionalized version, to really expound upon your discovery about what relationships are or what they should be.
No, I'm not telling people what they should be. There are arguments in the book. This is the difference, I think, between what I would do if I wrote this as nonfiction, where I really have to make the strong argument, and what I write in the introduction is I started to write this as a kind of self-help book, but the reality is that you don't want that. You just want a story, and if the story has value, you'll consider that what I'm saying isn't abysmal, isn't just awful. You'll actually think, wow, he really loved his partner at home, and they had a relationship that was not expressly romantic or sexual, but sometimes it seemed to lean in that direction. It was simply the most important relationship in both of their lives. But then there was this other girl, and she was seeing this other guy, and then that other girl was seeing somebody, and then his best friend, Declan at the bar, was seeing somebody. Then Will, my character, actually works for an ad agency, which I think is funny, because advertisers are just the worst liars of all.
Yeah. Listen, we got to take a break, Liam. Stick around, another segment here, heading into the weekend.
Thanks, Robert.
I've got some reading to do. Liam Sheff is here, his new book. It's coming out. You can pre-order it right now, and we'll get you that information. And the links are up in the show notes already at robertscottbell.com. Stick around, lots more healing. We'll talk a little bit more about his relationship discoveries as well when we come back. I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Rocking the help world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Truth About Love, a new book. I mean, this is a whole different departure, if I could say it that way, from official stories. But I am fascinated about your journey. You're my friend, Liam, and learning more about the things that you're going through in this sort of fictionalized way. But I have to ask you, I haven't read it yet. I will over the weekend. I'll report back. Is this a preachy book? Is this you telling everybody what to believe about relationships?
This is a book about me being wildly unsure. My character is offered certain experiences that he runs away from. I mean, the book starts with him running away from California. His character, Will, was dating a girl called Jess, who I actually named for a friend of mine in honor of a friend of mine. It's not the girl in the book, though. But, you nod to your friends here and there. But who he really loved, and they had this great sex life. And then he found that she wasn't around a lot, and he'd be at a party and he would sort of kiss somebody or something else would happen, and he felt terrible about it, so he confessed, and she wanted to know about it, and he started to realize that she was sort of even hotter after hearing these things, which he thought he was the luckiest guy in the world, and he was confused a little by it. But then she came out and said that she was bisexual, and then he freaked out and thought that he wasn't good enough, and she said, no, I'm not breaking up with either of you, and he couldn't handle it.
That's even freakier.
He couldn't handle it. Okay. He ran. I mean, he didn't even have a job. He did a couple of phone interviews and they went well, but he didn't even have the job yet. He just left. He packed some bags and left. Because he couldn't handle what was happening. The whole monogamy sexuality system was just being inverted in front of him and he didn't know what to do. So he called her his timeshare girlfriend, and he couldn't handle it. And he left. So he's much more like me at many points of my life, much more like me and like most people, I think, and not so much maybe like me now. I'd be more open to that discussion now, but not then. And he struggles with it. He never even calls himself non-monogamous. It takes other people to say, you're not you know, I didn't really think you were. He's like, I thought I had to be. You know, he's very confused about what he should be, but he follows his instincts, and his instincts lead him to be kind. His instincts lead him to follow love where it is offered and to try to communicate about it. But he's, you know, he's never a poster child for one way of being. In fact, you know, he even says, this is how I see it, but maybe it's just me.
I have mentioned this before in talking about this very, let's say, for some controversial topic. This isn't like the perceptions I have, at least, of the 60s, free love, romper room or laugh-in, where everybody's doing everybody because now you're free. I mean, this doesn't sound like that, but I just want to be sure. That's
well, Declan is more like that. The character Declan's a wild man. I mean, Declan refuses to say no. He refuses to not let let an opportunity go by.
Is Declan's character more about the male that conquests, that views everything as a conquest?
No, I don't know if it's a conquest. He's just there to have a really, really good time. He's a guy who runs a bar. He's like many friends that I've had.
And listen, I have friends that are like that, too, and I shake my head. It's like, I don't know. He's a real-life character probably people may identify in their own lives.
But they're characteristics that people have inside of them that they say, I don't know. I'm not Declan, right? I mean, but Declan is people who I've known, and it's an amalgam character. But, you know, it's friends of mine who I've had, and one friend of mine who I used to walk on the MIT bridge with and talk about girls. But that it's not just that person. It's not just anybody. So don't think that. But it's all drawn from real experiences and people in life. And if any of it's slightly exaggerated or really what I'll do is I'll take something that happened over here and it will just be inserted over here because you have to let a character embody a variety of characteristics, not just one. So what will people get from the book? They'll get a really loving relationship that I had with my partner, Helen. You'll see what it looks like to come home to somebody who you love talking to. And then you will feel what that feels like. And then you will see what it's like to not think that you're each other's everything, nor that you have to be. And there's a great freedom in that, but that you listen to each other, you care about each other, you're concerned for each other. And you make room for each other to be what you are, to make mistakes, but you put in those notes of caution when you see each other maybe going a little bit this way or that way. Then you'll see the wild side, the Declan side. Then you'll see the work side. You go to work, you do your job, even though you don't love it. You know, my character makes fun of advertising too, but he does it. He's an artist, but he hates the art world because the art world, he says, in the art world, it's who you know and who, whatever rhymes with know, it's who you know and who you do the other thing. And he's not, you know, he doesn't want to sacrifice everything just to get into a gallery. So he's working in advertising. So
Liam,
it's a world
Liam,
of time
permitting. Can I have you on next week after I finish the book?
Let's please? Do it next week.
All right, we'll talk again. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. If you're so intrigued, again, a fictionalized but yet very powerful version of the experience that Liam has had.
And funny.
And funny, too.
Really
he's always funny.
Funny.
Liam's always going to throw funny into it. We'll be back. Hometown Healing after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about ExtendoVite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're image close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your ExtendoVite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting Freeze Dried Diced Turkey and Ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, it's time for Hometown Healer segment on the Robert Scott Bell Show heading into the weekend. I love these good news stories when we find folks that have been challenged and they find a way to overcome the odds. It could be life and death situations like cancer, or it could be just genuine and general immune dysfunction creating, I always get colds and flus. I don't want them anymore. Is there anything I can do? And there are folks out there all the time discovering these things, but they're never typically featured in media exposés. They like to praise you if you take a drug or have surgery and you're alive. And I'm grateful for anybody who survives these things, but certainly there may be a better way. And God created the plants, in my opinion, and I think we should use them for their benefit. And we're going to talk to someone who did just that. His name is Joe Vietenhans. And it's did I say that right, Joe?
That's right on.
Right. And you're from Tacoma, Washington. I've been up there. And I understand you shop at one of my favorite stores out there. It's called Marlene's Market and Deli.
I do it all the time.
Now, the thing we're going to end up talking about, what helped you so much, you couldn't get it in Marlene's, and a lot of health food stores don't carry it. I'm not sure why, but I'm glad you were able to find out about it, and we're going to get to that momentarily. But, Joe, is it okay if I reveal your age to the world on the Robert Scott Bell Show right now?
That's fine.
You've been on this planet how many years?
Pretty close to 70.
Okay, all right, 70 years. Now, were you or are you on any major medications for any issues? Because I like to get a backstory of where people are starting when they find maybe there are holistic options for health and healing.
I have been through the doctor thing. They have me on all kinds of pills. I have diabetes. I have heart problems.
Mm-hmm.
Kidney problems. I mean, it goes from one end to the other. But my biggest problem was anything that came along made me sick. If there was a flu bug, I got the flu. Colds didn't make any difference what it was. And that's what turned me on to Carnivorna.
Oh, okay. All right. So you did the botanical. But I got to ask you, Joe, because a lot of people will, you know, see basic things. If you go to a Marlene's Market in Delhi, most people will say, I'll take vitamin C. They might take echinacea. Did you do any of those things for immune boosting, or did you just go right to the botanical?
Well, I didn't know what it was doing as far as my immune. And, yes, I went through all of that stuff.
So you did a lot of the basics that a lot of folks come – even like drugstores carry some of the basics now, although I don't recommend people go to drugstores or mass merchandisers for these things. But suffice it to say, you're saying you had diabetes. You mentioned, we talked briefly off the air, you had psoriasis, which is a very difficult situation. Even as a homeopath, I've talked about that, although I've helped folks do that. But you mentioned heart problems as well. Does that mean your doctors probably had you on cholesterol-lowering medications?
I wouldn't take statins.
Oh, good for you, Joe. How did you not fall for the statin line? Because they try to frighten everybody into if you're over 40, they want you on a statin drug.
I really think it's BS on the statins.
to
replace yourself.
Yeah.
It can't work without it. And when I learned that, I thought maybe they're pushing this too far. And to me, it just looked like a drug company bonanza. Like, hey, we could put everybody on this and make it, I know it's a jaundiced eye looking at them like that, but
well,
I don't like
pharmaceutical
companies.
Joe, have you had experience in sales and marketing? Because it takes sort of one that's been in it to see that happening, and a lot of people that don't know what's going on, they think, oh, it's only about helping and healing, and they're benevolent and kind, they want me on their drug, but you saw something else then.
Yeah, it's just, well, the biggest thing was it made my muscles sore and achy, so I just refused to take it. And just changing my basic diet has helped to lower my cholesterol, if that's really needed.
If that's really needed, good. I'm glad you're so aware like that. And before we're done, if we have a minute, I do want to talk to you about your diabetes, but again, from an immune perspective, you hear all of the media things telling you, get your flu shot, take the drugs, you're going to get sick, you're going to die, and you decided to go a different route. I think what you had mentioned off the air to me is that you heard an advertisement, and I say that in the British sense because we have a lot of listeners in the UK, about Carnivora. You probably heard it on Coast to Coast overnight.
I did.
And so you said, what the heck, what have I got to lose? Because they talk about reinforcing your immune system, modulating your immune system, strengthening your immune system. They don't talk about curing disease because they're not allowed to, but you certainly got the message.
My wife was very skeptical because I get into things like that. It's just, to her, it's just a yawn, another one. And I started it about a year ago, and I have yet to have a cold, the flu, any of these things that the news media is trying to scare you to death about. And so I'm feeling a lot better. Yeah, I don't know what to say. You know, was it the the Carnivora?
Mm-hmm. Well, it was the biggest
shift. My wife is selling it to her friends now.
Oh, so, she is. Oh, the big skeptic, your wife, is actually saying, my husband's on Carnivora and he's not getting sick. That's hilarious.
Yeah, really. She is singing their praise. I don't mean she's really selling it, but she is telling it like it is.
That's huge. Did you find any other benefit? Obviously, not getting sick when every year you would always get sick prior. Can you detect anything else that you said has improved in your body and your health?
I think you're just, I don't know, maybe more mentally awake. Things are just going smoother. You know, I'm racking my brains here to come up with things that are just now seem perfectly normal.
Well, think about terms of your energy levels. Any shift there in energy levels?
Definitely.
Okay. I mean, that's always a good indicator. Of course, you recognize that when your immune system is strong, you're not susceptible to the things that are going around, floating around, that they say, oh, my gosh, you're definitely going to get it just because someone sneezes on you or around you. You may have been susceptible in the past, but can I ask you, are you taking the capsules or the liquid form of Carnivora?
I'm taking the capsules.
Okay, and how many a day has been working for you?
Well, I'm down to the maintenance part of why I take three a day.
Okay. When you were in the loading phase, how many were you taking a day?
I was taking four in the morning, four at noon, and four at night. And that went on for probably, they say you're going to take it till you start feeling better.
Okay.
I didn't feel better for about 3 months. And well, then all of a sudden, when I'm to the point of, is this even going to work? It started working. And all of a sudden, you're just feeling better.
Well, you were tenacious, I would say, in your desire to get well because you stuck it out. Like a lot of these things, when we talk about natural healing, they're not always instantaneous. There are certain some things that can work very fast in an acute phase, but what you were targeting, as I understand it from you, Joe, was a long-term remediation, strengthening of the immune system. And so 3 months in, that's when you started to see the big shift.
I did, actually. And all of a sudden, some cold came along, and I didn't have it.
That's when you noticed something big and really good had happened.
It was different. All of a sudden, everything was coming along, and now my friends will call me, well, I got a cold, so I can't come over. And I'm thinking, wow, that's a thing of the past, I sure hope.
Right. Now, for me, Joe, when I was on my path to healing, when I was a young man, 24 to 26, these were two intense years of detoxification, of immune modulation recovery. I was the poster boy for every allergy known to man. I sometimes got worse before I got better. And there was a time when I was out in the fall amongst the pollen, and it was just the richest, thickest pollen you could imagine in Georgia in the season. And I normally couldn't be out there as a kid. I'd be just gagging for breath. And I was chopping wood just for fun, for exercise at that moment, to say, yeah, just prep some. And I wasn't even breaking a sniffle. And I thought, wow, I had accomplished something. So it sounds like within 3 months you kind of had your epiphany to say, you know what, I'm not susceptible like I was before.
I know this past year is just so much better than it was last year.
Well, if you'd like to plug into Carnivora, good friends at Carnivora, carnivora.com, C-A-R-N-I-V-O-R-A.com, the link is up in the show notes. You can see the banner there. You can click on it anytime. You can download the information to get on the newsletter list and learn lots of good things about your immune system. You can also call them toll-free. If they're not there on the weekend, just give them a call and leave a message, 866-836-8735, 866-836-8735. And I'm sure that some of your friends probably learned about it since your wife is talking about it. Have any of them been open up enough to say, well, yeah, it's good enough for Joe, it's good enough for me?
Actually, they do, but they're pretty much like I was a year or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to try that. It's just noise. Well, you never know until you do try it. So,
well, listen, you know, at 70, you got a lot of living left in you, and I'm so glad that you're taking the efforts to take back that power to heal. And that is really something that you can't, let's say, diminish how important that is at any age, but at 70, my goodness, how important is it at that point when you realize the docs are trying to poison you with medicines and you say, I'd rather go a different way, and Carnivora is one of those ways. I will add, since you mentioned that you had diabetes, I would encourage you to read the book that I wrote with Ty Bollinger together, Unlock the Power to Heal, particularly the chapter on a whole food form of chromium, 100 micrograms three times a day because we've seen consistent reversals of type 2 diabetes in as little as weeks, typically months. As you said, you went through 3 months of carnivore and then you saw the big shift. But there are ways to undo and reverse these things that, unfortunately, modern medicine, God bless them when you need them, but a lot of things they're just not trained to do.
Wow. You have a better opinion of them than I do.
I try to be nice. I know. Maybe I'm sometimes being too nice.
Yeah, I think we've all had our ups and downs with doctors.
Yeah, I was pharmaceutically grown. I know what I'm talking about here. So, but then again, I welcome them when they realize the water is warmer over here and they start endorsing and using things like carnivora, like whole food supplementation, like homeopathy, the things that I do, we talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show every day. And I'm so grateful that you would join us today. This is what we call Healing Revolution Friday, and you are a wonderful hometown healer, Joe.
Tell me, does Marlene carry your book?
They may. Marlene's Market and Deli. Check it out. Look, I got to take a break. Joe, I'll talk to you on the break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back to wrap up the show. Super Don, we'll hear from him as well on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Growbox, and the best part is I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising Revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health.
Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
By now, you heard about bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
Scott Bell Show. All right, thanks to Joe for joining us. That was a nice conversation. Nice guy, really. He said off the air, you know, we were really aligned, and he loved it, you know, because he's like he was bashing Big Pharma off the air. He was like, I don't like them anymore. So he's seen it. He's seen enough. So anyway, thanks to Carnivora, Carnivora.com, 866-836-8735. Modulate your immune system. Of course, shout out to our good buddy Doc Newsom, Dr. Newsom, DrNuzum.com. A little digestive detox before bed, yes, very nice. Super Earth Energy to kick it into the day, and of course, if you want to get the inflammation gone, you do Inflamagon. That's how simple it is. DrNuzum.com. Links are up in the show notes, as they all are, at RobertScottBell.com. Thanks to everybody that's making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible. Now, Liam added, I forgot to mention this meme that he did today, which may be offensive to some, but most of my listeners, I think, are with it. Even is that Izzy?
Well, of course, that's our unbilled co-host.
Yeah, it's our mascot.
From time to time,
and you know, from time to time says, "Yeah, that's right. I'm not offended." Mm-hmm. That's what Izzy was saying right there.
She's always in agreement with Robert Scott Bell.
Yeah, I know. And even if she wasn't, she still is. Because she's a dog, and we can tell dogs what to do. All right.
That's it.
Anyway, but the meme is kind of funny, and it's pointed, and it maybe upset some of the liberal Hollywood elitists out there, because he points out, this is the question, when did liberal Hollywood become entirely equated with pharmaceutical propaganda? And he's got pictures of some beautiful Hollywood starlets surrounding Jon Stewart right there, and he says, and I'll modify it for radio, hey, pinheads. Read one vaccine insert, just one. Look up the ingredients, figure out what they do, then come out publicly for a pharmaceutical agenda. Very pointed.
Very, yeah.
I'm most disappointed if I'm seeing Buffy the Vampire Slayer in that mix. And
oh man, did that just ruin your day?
Yeah, I know it did. She's kind of cute, but anyway, never mind. Listen, they're not all super intelligent. Many of them have just bought the party line, and maybe they're even handsomely rewarded for it, for doing that. But as we said, we must call out those who are anti-science. That's another meme issue that I can't talk about on the air, but Liam did a very funny one when he was doing Liam and Three, and he came out publicly against all the moms who are complaining that their children were faking these vaccine injuries. Of course, it's done to point out the absurdity of it, because you know the people that are just, you know, saying pro-vaccine or bust, they completely ignore the real trauma, the real tragedy, the real illness, the real ailments, the real deaths that are brought about by these vaccines. And it seems to be that those are acceptable deaths because they're, you know, pharmaceutically or FDA approved, which to me is horrific, but they didn't ask me. But you don't have to ask me on this show. I'm just going to tell you.
How rude of them. They didn't ask.
How rude. They didn't ask. Let's see. What else we got going into the weekend? Next week, we should hear from Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez. We've got him scheduled as well. Of course, traveling next weekend. This time next week, we'll be in Anaheim for the Expo West, Natural Products Industry Expo West. And let's see, who else do we have? If we can, Dr. Andrew Wakefield says he's going to try and stop by, and we'll talk more about the attempts to destroy any medical physician, much less a mom or a dad who's questioning the vaccine paradigm.
And in particular, I really want to try and drive home the fact that, you know, a lot of people still are not acknowledging the fact that he has been vindicated. I mean, you look at the lead researcher on that paper that, oh, it was retracted, it was fraudulent, blah, blah, blah. He has been vindicated. Mm-hmm. And people still are trying to demonize Wakefield in spite of that.
Yeah, that is an interesting point you bring up. It was about a year ago that the lead researcher on that same observational study, if you'd call it that, was published in The Lancet, was, as you said, completely vindicated. No wrongdoing. It's like, if the lead researcher, there's no wrong. He's the lead researcher. Explain to me, you know, what's rolling downhill from the lead researcher who had everything was fine. So maybe we'll talk with Dr. Wakefield about that as well. Of course, I have homework this weekend. I'm going to read Liam's new book and report on it next week. It's an interesting take, you know, for someone that has pointed out the foibles of modern medicine, for instance, for many years in the vaccine thing, what he did with official stories to kind of step into fictional territory, even though it's based on his life and, you know, what he's learned. You know, how is it that we learn things? Of course, we can learn from books, but do we not have to put into practice the things we either know to be true, think to be true, or maybe find out they're false based on our very lives? And with that, I think we're out of time. So let's go to the weekend.
Right.
Happy weekend, everybody. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.